Warning. The following podcast is hosted by two people who spend more time reading gossip blogs than they do actual news. Their opinions are their own. Their facts are highly questionable. And there's a good chance that one of them is extremely intoxicated.
And buzzed off Mexican Coke and Hostess Cupcakes.
Coke is third best Coke.
What were the first? Oh, never mind. I don't want to get down that road. Yo, what up, world? It's Strawberry and Chunk. This is In Case You Missed It podcast, number 15. If this was a daughter of ours, it'd be at a quinceanera today.
If this was a daughter of ours, she'd be sent off to military school.
Or that.
Yeah.
Or that, too.
I'm sending my daughter off to military school at 12, dude.
Dude, whatever happened to... Remember on Jenny Jones? First off, whatever happened to Jenny Jones? Remember, like, before the Dr. Phil Catch Me Outside people, she would have, like, some wild-ass kids.
Yeah.
And the parents go, oh, yeah, you want to be a wild-ass kid? You're going to boot camp. And remember, like, a sergeant comes out, like, full fatigues. He's like, yo, drop down, give me 20. We're going to put you in his Jeep because you're going to go lift lumber and run laps at 5 in the morning. You're going to boot camp.
Babysitter or boot camp? What do you think, guys? I think they're...
The original Scared Straight kind of stuff. Her show ran until 2003.
She was a G.
And she's still alive, still doing it. She's a presenter, they say, on her Wikipedia page.
She's dope.
It was dope. That was a good show. But in 2003 is when there was like a lag for a while, but then Jerry Springer was hot back then. Like, she probably couldn't compete with Jerry Springer because Jerry Springer was doing the serious crushing at white trash stuff.
Jerry has more ass than you do.
All fake. If you're listening, all fake. 100%. F-A-K-E-A-F. Fake as fuck.
You know what bugs me, though? And first off, Chunk is right. What bugs me is when I found out that Cash Cab was fake.
You guys are in the Cash Cab. It's a TV game show that takes place right here in my taxi.
Shut up.
No.
What do you say? Do you want to play?
Yeah, please.
All right.
When you jump in that guy's cab and he asks you questions like, hey, who built the Empire State Building?
Shut the fuck up.
That
bothers me that it's fake.
They pre-screen the people, just like any game show. They pre-screen the people and they go, okay, Chunk, you're going to be on the show. So on Thursday, you know, we need to mic you up and you need to be on this street. And the guy's going to... So there's camera crews and you're supposed to stand on a certain street.
Okay. So
at a certain time.
But they don't get the questions, do they?
I don't think of the questions, but it's not like rando. I just jump in a cab.
Okay, no doubt. Okay. So that's... Okay, so... I will accept that as being okay, because you gotta, you just can't be a cabbie.
Right,
I get that. Yeah, okay.
If you're a cab driver and you're trying to film Cash Cab, 90% of the people you're picking up, they're like, what, man, just take me to the freaking doctor, take me to the mall. Like, I don't want to play in this game, or like, they're going to freak out. So you kind of got to know your contestants. But yeah, they pre-screen and they organize the contestants.
I kind of get that side of it. As a producer, I see that side of it, but damn, like, I don't think it was that, but man...
And Jerry Springer's fake. We knew that was fake.
100%.
We knew that was fake.
I mean, Dr. Phil's even fake. I mean, a lot of those shows are super hype pre-produced.
But I would file the charges because at some point, she needs to understand that when you choose the behavior, you choose the consequence.
Remember Jerry Springer? Before we get... I mean, we're obviously going to get into why we're doing a podcast.
Podcast 15.
But I haven't talked to Chunk for a while, so we're just going to talk on the podcast. Remember there was a show, like a behind the scenes of Jerry Springer show, where like they were like talking about...
They sold a DVD of it. They sold uncensored Jerry Springer shows with titties and swearing and disgusting stuff happening. They sold those DVDs like they were trailered up on the back end of Girls Gone Wild infomercial.
It's the wildest Girls Gone Wild ever. Girls Gone Wild, Wild World.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
You could buy these uncensored Jerry Springer. And it was raw. It was wild as hell. But
producers were in the back yelling like, you gotta come out like this. You gotta. Like, they were hyping the guests up. They were hyping them up.
The actors, yeah.
All right, so let's get into the In Case You Missed It podcast 4 minutes later.
Right.
What we do every week, we wrap up the biggest news stories and the viral videos that may have flooded your Facebook or on TMZ or World Star or like your
Just the
Twitter
shit you've
feed.
Seen all week or maybe you haven't.
Yeah.
And that's really what it comes down
in
to.
In case you haven't, we'll bring you up to it. One of my favorite ones was this video right here of The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Ladies voted him the sexiest man of the year.
This dude stopped his truck in the middle of the street. What's up, dude? Come on.
And he is fangirling. This is a grown-ass adult. It's not like a teenager.
Grown man. He was a grown man with a civil servant job and a 401k.
And when he says truck, he means like a 16-wheeler flatbed big rig. Like this guy's a Teamster. He's in a union. He probably knows where Hoffa's buried. And he's like, yo, that's The Rock. I got to get a picture with him at the red light.
No one's going to understand that Hoffa reference, but it's okay.
Hoffa? Really? Mafia? No?
Yeah, no one. Okay. No 12-year-old listening to this podcast is going to be like, the hell's that, Strawberry? Google it, dude. You'll be all right.
So it's cool that Rock Snapchat and Instagrams himself a lot. So he's capturing all this on video while he's still in his car. Mm-hmm. And this truck driver's freaking out in the middle of the street. In the middle of the street that he gets a selfie with Rock.
You're going to get hit by this traffic, man. Come on, let's get it. Oh, all this traffic's coming right now. Come on, brother.
Time. You're my greatest hero of all time. Take a selfie.
Yeah, come on.
Gets a couple more.
That dude is straight erect right now.
Oh, my God.
I'm letting you know that truck driver has a boner right now. Boner.
I got the greatest fans in the world, man. I appreciate that. That and the fucking craziest.
Crazy. That's
and he just pulls
semi
off.
Truck. It's a Mach 10 semi truck.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. That dude was. Here's the thing. You know what? People talk smack about fangirls, how they go nuts.
Over like the Justin Bieber's and Taylor Swift. And
they're dudes, grown ass men that are basically crying over The Rock.
But The Rock's the man. That's why.
I mean, he's the man.
He's
the
man.
I mean, my kid would be like, cool, Malibu, Moana, make way. Where's your hook, man? Where's your hook? That's what my kids would say.
No, that's The Rock right there, though.
Oh, I'm a super fan. Super fan of The Rock, and I would probably still vote for him if he ran for president.
If you watch the video, he's very Hollywood because he's telling the guy in a very nice way, bro, hurry up. Like, come on.
You're at a green light.
You're clogging up traffic. Like, he's saying it in a real cool way. He's like, come on, man. But he's doing it with a smile on the face. Yeah. So he's really saying, bro, knock it off.
This dude stopped his truck.
First time
in the
is cool.
Of the street.
Watch.
What's up, dude? Come on.
So boom.
You're going to get hit by this traffic, man. Come on, let's get it.
Boom. So now, 10 seconds in, he's like, take a picture and leave. So far, he's cool. But then now, The Rock kind of starts dropping hints like, bro, my light is green. I got to go.
All this traffic's coming right now. Come on, brother.
That's three times.
Can I get one more?
Yeah, come on.
Can we talk about how this dude has a flip phone?
Oh, my God.
Is that a flip phone?
All right, dude, come on.
Come on. He told him, come on, like five times.
Wow.
Like, come on. So he's being real nice when he's saying it with a smile on his face. But he's like, bro, like, come on, man. We're in traffic.
Well, The Rock is videotaping this right now. So if this ended differently where, oh, let's say the dude got hit. T-bone smashed. If he got whipped sideways by a truck and The Rock is live on Instagram right now, like, The Rock's going to be questioned by the police and his Moana 2 is going to be in jeopardy because he killed a truck driver trying to get a selfie.
What's the legalities? What's the liability? Because technically, The Rock is still in his car. He's got a seatbelt on. He's telling the guy, bro, move it.
Yeah,
move
but he's
it
still
along.
Engaging with him. His window's down.
Yeah.
He could roll his window up and be like, sorry, man, it's dangerous and drive away.
Right.
I'm not trying to kill the buzz, but legality-wise, yo, The Rock is being smart.
All right.
With what you're saying, he's being legally smart.
Okay.
Being like, hey, okay, hurry up. There's traffic coming. Like, I'm advising you this is dangerous, but hey, real quick. Uh-huh. Like,
I like that Chunk brought that up because The Rock is being smart. But let's talk about some people who are not being smart. There's no audio on this video, so Chunk, you haven't seen this. I'll walk everybody through it.
Okay.
17 seconds long. I'll post this one on the website also.
Oh, tell them what the website is.
StrawberryOnTheRadio.com. So it's security footage of the inside of a bank. This is a bank in Mexico, and the security camera is aimed at the front doors, which are all glass, and for some reason, all the walls in this bank are glass. So you see the street, you see the sidewalk, whatever, right? Here come three men with masks on. Up to the front door.
Yeah.
One of the bank employees goes up to the door and locks it. The bank robbers are on the outside of the glass door.
Oh, man. That dude has cojones.
He goes click. Door's locked. So they all just kind of look at each other. They look at each other, and the guy's like, yeah, the door's locked. And the bank robbers go, all right. And they walk away.
Wow.
It was the easiest bank robbery to foil. Bro, that's hilarious.
Wow. That's amazing. I've not been really shocked by internet videos, but that was just, nope. No.
He just locked the door. Watch it again. Watch it again.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Three bank robbers with masks on. Click.
The guy walked right up and went, nope. Like, nope, sorry.
Like, that's it.
It's like you're walking up to a restaurant at like 9:50. They close at 10, and the waitress is like, nope, sorry, closed. Man.
And then watch them all kind of look at each other like, oh, well, we didn't plan for that. We planned to rob this place. Yeah. Like, what's plan B? All right, we're out of here.
Better that they start blasting. They could have just started blasting if they had, I don't know if they have guns. They kind of look like they have guns, but.
And then that's it.
It's funny. Go watch that strawberryontheradio.com. Hilaire.
And that's a wrap. This one is funny. I like summer for a lot of reasons because it's the freedom. You're not in school
anymore.
You can
wear a romper.
You can totally romper it up. Yeah. A lot of people hanging out on their porch or in the front yard because it's too hot to be inside. That's when all the water balloon fights start happening, mm-hmm. right? Except in this hood. This hood, it wasn't a water balloon fight. You seen this video? It's an entire neighborhood. Yeah. Having a paintball fight, paintball gun fight.
And we're talking a full war zone, like many buildings, many people.
Bro, remember that scene in King Kong Ain't Got Shit on Me? What was that?
No, Training Day.
One. Training Day.
Yep.
Remember when he pulls into those projects?
Yes, he pulls into the projects. And
that's what this looks like.
It does. It looks like a project because it's a project.
It's a cul-de-sac.
When I saw this video, I was shocked that they got away with it. Just in the sense of the
everybody firing off guns.
Just because in the sense of where we are in America right now, that you have a full neighborhood in, they're like military style, trying to running around like with guns. Like paintball guns look like real guns.
They do. Yeah, yeah.
They can be. Trust me. Cops have mistaken much less and blasted you. It's shocking that this is in an urban area.
Yeah.
To me, it's shocking. Like, wow, how did y'all get away with this? Like, where are the cops? Like, it's shocking that nobody called the cops. And it's cool. Everyone's having a good time.
Like, and there's at least like three dozen people.
Yeah,
three dozen.
A lot of people doing it. So
the cool thing about this video.
Very cool.
Notice this video is taken from like a sniper position. It's on the roof of this third story apartment.
Mm-hmm.
That's where this video is from. And all these people down here.
They trying to make them fire off. The niggas, all they going to do, pull up.
See, there's a car that comes. In.
Oh, they came through the back way?
These people are all involved.
Yep. That's nice.
Look at all these people shooting paintballs at each other. Here comes a car. I mean, someone's going to get run over, right?
Yeah.
Eventually. Listen to that echo.
Yep.
Every 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Three in the car.
Yeah.
Two more on the roof. Two more right there.
This is cool. This is very cool.
This is so cool. That is. Oh, he got hit.
Yeah, you ever hit with paintball?
Yeah.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
That hurts bad.
It hurts.
It hurts bad. It'll leave a nice quarter size welt. If you don't have any padding, and I'm not talking like a thick sweatshirt, if you don't have a physical pad on you, like, it's going to hurt.
Like what Buster Posey wears at work.
Literally, you can wear catcher's gear. You have to wear something
because
paintballs hurt, especially like we used to
freeze them. Don't say you used to freeze them. So, you were one of those guys.
Dude, we used to freeze them on Halloween, right?
You're
so this is how awful I am, though.
Dick.
We would freeze them, and the problem is when you freeze them, they're really fire right. Because when they freeze a little. They freeze
oblong. Uh-huh.
So what we would do is on Halloween, man, we would take, and this was in high school. We would take my van. I had this van, and we'd have a sliding door on the side of it.
Of course.
And so we'd hang out that thing and shoot at people.
Duck down, we got paintballs out of their truck, loud.
Frozen paintballs, man. We would go in this area called Shady Lane in Marin County where all the kids were, right? And we would just drive up and down shooting people with paintball guns. Like, aha, no problem, hella funny.
Headshot.
Yeah.
Headshot.
And then like we would egg them, and like we would cover our whole van in shaving cream, and the cops would pull us over. Like we had to hide the guns, like otherwise, I mean, we're in trouble. And this is the '90s; things were still pretty
loose, light.
Yeah, but so we have to stash the paintball guns. Dude, I'd go to Costco or Price Club back in the day, and I would get just racks of eggs. Man, Halloween used to be litty
for shizzy.
Yeah, but that's intense. That paintballing's fun.
I got two paintball guns I bought years ago. And I got into it for a quick minute, right? And then I just kind of stored them away in my garage. Like, again, for years. And the air canister is still on it.
Oh, no.
So I'm worried that, A, it's going to explode.
Yeah,
if I go to, like, bring it somewhere to get it worked on, since the air canister has been in this whole time, like, am I being a little bitch, or is that a risk? Like, can it explode?
Just killed some French Instagram model.
Dude. You hear that? The freaking whipped cream?
The whipped cream. Like, I don't know if she was doing whippets or what happened, but apparently, yeah, she died from that. I don't know what happened. I don't know the backstory.
She had a heart attack.
No, I hear it, like, blew up. Like
it blew up in her chest, but it wasn't like a Ready Whip. Like, it wasn't like you go to 7-Eleven, you get, like, a can of Ready Whip. It was one of those things where you put a cartridge in it.
I've never seen them explode.
The whole whipped cream can explode.
I've never seen
the
whipped cream can explode, but I've seen some dangerous stuff where they fly out and they'll go flying and they'll like blow a hole in the wall.
Yeah, she died this week. That's insane. Like, how
crazy.
Like, oh man, I heard Susie died. How'd she die? Yeah, whipped cream can blow up in her chest.
It's like the whole way the story went down, it was just, I mean, it's sad. Like, someone died like that, but it's like, the news was just said, Instagram, French model. Uh-huh. They're not even like Instagram model. It's an Instagram model.
They give
French
her some respect,
model,
right?
Yeah. French model died in freak whipped cream accident. And I clicked it because it's perverted. I'm like, what the hell is this? Like, I clicked it. And I was like, oh, man, that's sad. Like, it was like sexy clickbait. And then it was, oh, that's a sad story.
Since Chunk brought death up, in case you missed it, rapper Prodigy from Mobb Deep passed away this week from complications of sickle cell anemia.
He choked on an egg.
In the hospital. And then the same morning news team that weaves Tupac lyrics into their traffic reports on Tupac's birthday and Notorious B.I.G. lyrics.
On his birthday.
The very next day, they wove in Prodigy lyrics. It's a minute long. You got to check this out.
Right now we have Mark Arum, our traffic prodigy.
Good morning, everyone. Just heard from a traffic trooper heading out of Noonan. Last name English, first name Old. Say
yes.
85, wide open.
726 on Fred Blankenship. And right now we have Mark Arum and Triple Team Traffic. Mark, it's Mobb Deep out there right now on I-20 with delays.
Outer loop delays in DeKalb County, 285 northbound, leaving Glenwood Road, trying to get up to trouble at Lawrenceville Highway.
Karen, thank you. Some shook ones right now on I-75.
Yes, nice.
Mark Arum standing by with more on this.
Now beyond the block, hustling, counting my stacks. Those trip times counting up to 27 minutes now. Look at traffic.
Now, real quick, let's say you have no idea what they're doing. You're just some like some old white lady. You're like, this traffic guy is counting his stacks?
You're just like some tourist in a hotel, like watching their local news, being like, what the hell?
What are they talking about?
No brake lights here. Just a lot of folks pushing Lexuses wearing fat diamond rings, but delay free in and out of Midtown. All alone in these streets, cousin. Very light volume here. 75 north.
All alone in these streets, cousin.
North and south at Howell Mill Road. It's a new trouble on the west side of town. Six blocks, and he might not make it through. What's blocked right now, Mark McKay? You leave the house this morning and head to work. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds, but no delays getting to the workplace out of McDonald's. Yeah.
There's no halfway crooks. I didn't hear the halfway crooks one.
He just said shook ones. He didn't say,
Sunday shook. This ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. They shook.
Nowadays with Pandora and Spotify, it's real easy to just plug in Mobb Deep or Prodigy and just hear some of these old school East Coast grimy rap songs and lyrics and be like, oh, okay, cool. You get a better respect for it. It's way easier now to do your research, to do your homework and find out who Prodigy is and who Mobb Deep are, you know, if you don't know. And on one of the greatest diss records of all time.
Yes.
On Hit 'Em Up, Tupac, on the greatest diss record of all time.
Oh yeah, Mobb Deep. You wanna fuck with us? You little young ass motherfucker. Don't one of you niggas got sickle cell or something. You fuck with me, nigga. You fuck around, have a seizure, a heart attack. You better back the fuck up or you get smacked the fuck up.
Tupac had beef with Prodigy and he died the weekend that the movie came out, if you want to believe in conspiracies. Right? It was the weekend that the movie came out.
Interesting. You think Suge Knight's just taking people out on Pac's behalf?
Oh, Suge Knight's trying to get out of jail.
Isn't he like legally blind now or something? He's got like a Cosby problem. Like he's like deteriorating like on the stand and they don't know what the hell to do with him anymore.
Yeah. Well, jail's not the healthiest place to be.
No.
Speaking of which, in case you missed it, Kodak Black, who is going back to jail or he's not going back to jail anymore?
I thought he was in jail. He might be out of jail. He might be on house probation. The only time I heard about this dude is someone had said, oh, some rapper's banging the Cash Me Outside girl. And I'm like, dude, she's 14. I know she's 14.
Was he?
Apparently not. He was in a music video. So then I listened to a couple of his songs and I'm like, okay, unfortunately, he might be popular soon. And I'm like, crap. And then here we are.
Well, I've never seen anybody's teeth get more media coverage than Kodak Black. Because he had gold teeth, right?
Gold teeth, yeah.
Gold teeth. He had the gold taken out. He had to have oral surgery. And then I guess he replaced the gold fronts with diamonds. And then he shows it off in the video right here.
Diamond teeth. He's got diamond teeth.
All of them, too. Not just like the four fronts.
All diamonds.
When you have that stuff, you have to have a special toothpaste, right? You can't just use like Colgate. You got to have like some sort of diamond.
No, you have to go. You're going to the dentist often.
I'd be worried that one of them's going to fall down and in my throat. I'm going to choke.
Here's the tweet. So Kodak Black went on Twitter and he shows off this video we've been playing. Here's what he says: the only way I mean pussy with these diamonds in my mouth, you got to be Fifth Harmony, Kylie Jenner, Ariana Grande, or Britt Campbell. And yes, I did research. Britt Campbell is
an Instagram
worthy of that category. Yes. And fans lit him up.
He added them too. It wasn't like
it wasn't like he said he added them on Twitter and people went nuts.
So Ariana Grande is looking at her mentions and she goes, "Oh, Kodak Black mentioned me. The only way I'm meeting." Whoa.
Right. Like
Kylie Jenner.
Let's be real. Normani gonna slap the f*** out of him.
You don't think they feel flattered?
No. Have you read what the mentions, what they're saying? Like, they're ripping this dude. In case you missed it, Ellen is the greatest woman on the planet. She's hilarious. Her show is funny.
She has no chill sometimes.
She's got no chill, and she's Dory.
Hey, Mr. Grumpy Gills. When life gets you down, you know what you gotta do?
I don't wanna know what you gotta do.
Just keep swimming, just keep swimming, just keep swimming, swimming, swimming.
Ellen sets up this table kind of outside where the fans come in before they go into the studio, and it had Ellen hats, Ellen shot glasses, Ellen shades, Ellen t-shirts, all this stuff, all this swag. And there's a note on it. It says, "Help yourself, but please just take one."
Yeah.
Right? Like, whatever you want, just take it.
Just take one.
So she has hidden cameras everywhere. And everyone's like, "Oh, I want this one. No, I want this one." And most people are following along until this one lady shows up and's like, "Oh, okay. You know what? I think I'm just going to go shopping here."
These ladies right here.
It's like too small.
Just throw it in the bag.
So she's got
a thermos,
all the Ellen
stuff,
a coffee mug. She's got a shirt over her shoulder. Oh, now I want a shot glass. Her friend says, "Are you taking more stuff?"
And they're in the audience. Here's the best part. They're in the damn audience. And they're just getting, I mean, it's shame. They're getting shamed. Like,
and while everybody in the audience and all the viewers are watching this security camera footage, in the bottom of the screen, you have the two girls who started stealing all this stuff. So you're watching them watch themselves.
And she goes back.
Running back
and
in.
And she returns one of her stolen items. And she switches it out for a hat.
And now, hi. Ellen DeGeneres puts her on TV.
Hello.
So embarrassing.
What's your name?
My sister couldn't come, so that was her souvenir.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry.
A lot of people's sisters couldn't come.
Wow.
And you know, the entire point of doing that table and those hidden cameras are to catch somebody like this and to drag them.
So what is your name?
Nancy.
Nancy. Oh, Nancy. I'm sorry. That's embarrassing and everything, but, you know, let that be a lesson to you, because you think...
It is.
You think nobody's watching you, and you just need to be a good person just because you want to be a good person. You go sit in that Ellen jail over there right now.
She actually pulls this lady out of the crowd and makes her go sit on the side of the stage behind a makeshift jail.
Oh, Ellen for president, man. Ellen for president.
So in case you missed it, this is the worst marriage proposal ever. And I've seen this kind of video go viral before. The newly engaged woman is named Catherine. Her boyfriend is Anthony. Apparently he's a pilot. So he takes her into the sky and he's going to propose, but he does one of those, there's a problem with the plane type of things, which first off is not funny.
Nope.
That's something that they should never be joked about. Like, oh, there's a problem with the airplane.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. All pilots do that though. It's like they all do it.
You know what? Before I play this video, there is some guy, I think he lives in Canada. He has his helicopter pilot's license, and he goes helicopter flying with his bulldog. And they have a YouTube channel, and the bulldog loves the helicopter, and he sits there with a special seatbelt, and he has special earmuffs. And the guy, like, leaves the airport, and he goes to, like, this river in the middle of nowhere, plays fetch with the dog for a while, jumps back in, and just, like, helicopters home. Like, it's the greatest YouTube.
I gotta find that one, bro.
I play this D-bag, and let's say roles reversed. If my girlfriend had her pilot's license, she takes me up in an airplane and pulls the strawberry, something's wrong with the plane, and then she pops the question to me, I'll be like, no, absolutely not.
Like I pissed my pants. I shit myself. I'm not taking a ring. Shout out to Bentley the Bulldog. Helicopter Adventure. Shot in 4K.
So here's the takeoff. He goes, uh-oh.
That's weird.
And then he doesn't say anything.
They're taking selfies. That's exciting. That's cute. That's love. He looks pretty douchey, though.
I think he just cut
Why
the
end. Why is it going down like that?
Here, feel it.
No, Anthony,
You can touch it.
I don't want to. I don't like it.
Oh, so I guess he cut the engines off, and she's like, yo, why are we falling to the ground?
Oh, I thought he whipped it out. I thought he whipped it out. I was like, what happened? Like, this is a GoPro video? This is awful. What the hell?
Instead of the bang bus?
Yeah,
it's
like, what the hell? Like the bang plane?
Bang plane. So he cuts the engine, and she's like, hey, why are we falling? I don't like that. I like how he's just kind of ignoring her also, which freaks her out more.
Do you know where you are?
Do you know where you are? He just nods.
Promise?
So weird, dude.
She pulls out a map.
Where'd you get a map, girl?
She's hella nervous now. Why is she so nervous?
I'm not trying too hard.
That's a violation, man. You're violating her trust right here. Come on.
Yeah.
She's putting her life in your hands, and you're playing games.
Yeah.
I don't like these fake airplane fails. I don't like them. Especially the wedding proposal.
Babe.
Oh, God. Things are making noise.
That's weird. Hold on.
Oh, hell no.
I'm not getting any response over the controls here.
Things
Can you
are
grab the checklist
beeping.
From the side? Sorry, babe. Just don't panic. We might have to land in the field. I'm not even kidding you.
See, again, I'm not even kidding
Dude.
You. I can't trust you for the rest of my life. I can't trust you.
Yeah.
I don't like flying already.
He's probably banging someone else.
You think?
He's a pilot. He's a little douchey. I got a vibe.
This one, forced landing?
Yes.
Verify flight ring is engaged.
Got it.
Initiate ring engagement process. Follow steps 11 to 14.
Okay, got it.
Selector valve, both check.
Oh, we're getting some response.
You're lying.
What's going on?
There's a pass.
Go on, please.
I hate you.
There's a passenger what? So real quick, she's reading like the checklist of what to do.
Yeah, she's reading the instruction manual on how to crash land a plane in a field.
And she started reading one line that says, does the passenger, and I guess then she saw what it says.
Hun, can you please tell me, can you keep reading through the steps, hun?
Will the pilot in command love the passenger forever? Check.
Oh,
keep going,
cool.
Babe.
Will you marry the pilot in command?
Will you marry the pilot in command?
Aww. Better than like a suicide note. Because if she's reading it like, oh, I'm sorry, baby, this is the end. You were cheating on me. We are dying in 2 minutes. And he just nosedives it.
Oh, Jesus
That'd
Christ.
That'd be good and sweet. But that's all. Aww.
And then he pulls the ring out. Oh, that's kind of cool.
Aww. She's crying.
But come on. Like, you pretended you guys were about to die. Like, you cut the engine off.
Such an idiot.
That's unforgivable.
Oh, no.
I love you so much.
Don't ever do that to me again.
That's a dick move right there, dude.
Super dick move.
I don't know, dude. Girls are like, oh, but he proposed. I'm like, yo, but he made her think she was going to die.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty firm in that one right there.
That's kind of a trade-off right there. Like, I love him, but he was going to kill me or fake killing me. I don't know. But in case you missed it, some real non...
Fake killing,
basically. There was a video. It's Southern California. Motorcycle. Toyota Corolla driving down fast lane. Mm-hmm. They clearly have some beef.
Right, little road rage
happening. Little
happened.
Road rage. Something's happening. The motorcycle guy pulls up, kicks the side of a car. They're probably doing 50, 60 miles an hour at least.
At least
kicks,
they're in the fast lane.
In the fast lane. Kicks the side of the car. That car then proceeds to veer hard left.
Into the motorcycle,
which is into the barrier. Bounce off the barrier, which you're supposed to do. The barriers are meant to bounce you. Bounce you off the barrier, and then sent you into a damn truck.
Yeah.
And then actually that truck, the person in the truck was the one that actually got injured.
Now,
it wasn't the person.
I
don't think anyone's died. I don't think anyone's died. The injury was the dude in the truck. Play the video.
Because there's an Escalade that rolls on its hood. Is that the one we're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go. Luckily, this is dash cam footage. I need to get a dash cam just because so much crazy stuff happens on dash cam footage.
So much crazy stuff.
So here's the dash cam footage. And at this point, the motorcyclist kicks the side of the car. Car swerves into the bike. Boom. The car hits the divider, swerves back into traffic, and the Escalade rolls over. This is on the freeway, by the way.
Yeah, this is SoCal.
The Escalade rolled a couple times.
The driver of the pickup truck suffered non-life-threatening injuries when taken to the hospital. It looked pretty violent. It could have been a horrible tragedy.
All around, because the car swerved into the motorcycle, it doesn't take much to put that guy in the hospital.
Oh,
in the
he could have went down. Yeah, I'm actually surprised that he braked hard enough to not get hit by that, because he must have missed it by a foot or two. It was crazy. I saw that a lot on Facebook this week, and I'm like, oh, we should talk about that. But road rage is nuts, man. People,
road rage is nuts.
They're like keyboard gangsters, dude. People get behind the wheel. People get behind a keyboard. They change. They think they're tough, and it's like, you're not tough. Were you going to ram me? Like, are you going to get out of your car? Because if someone got out of their car on me, and I've had some problems because I drive a Prius, yeah, and I drive fast sometimes.
Okay.
And then like a dad other times.
Right.
My wife's like, you drive too slow. I'm like, bitch, I got two kids in the back. Like, fuck off. Like, I'm going to drive slow.
Is that what you tell her?
Literally. I'm like, bitch, fuck off. Two kids in the back. But when I smash out of the radio station, I'm doing 50 on the Embarcadero, swerving in between cars like a drunk Uber.
Right. Holding the west side out the window.
Yeah.
Catch me if you can.
Yeah. 180 on the freeway. Catch me if you can. But if someone ever got out of their car on me, I would run them the fuck over, and you get away with it because they got out of their car. That's instigating violence.
Suddenly, it's a threat.
I felt threatened. I ran over him, then backed over him, then got out of my car, kicked his fucking teeth in. Like,
look, I ride motorcycles. I'm not an a-hole, but I know a lot of people who kind of get very a-hole-ish when they're on the bike. When you're on a motorcycle, something just kind of wakes up in you. You're like,
when you're, it's like holding the gun.
It's
like holding the gun. And I always aim for, whenever I see a motorcyclist coming up, I always go to the left because I want the deuces.
We appreciate that.
I want the deuces.
I give the deuces to everybody.
And if I get the deuces, I'm like, yeah, cool, you're cool. But if I go over and you like take up my lane because I'm in the other lane trying to be nice,
right,
and you don't give me the deuces, I don't know. No love.
All respectable motorcycle riders will throw the deuces or give you a head nod.
Yes.
We'll give you a head nod.
An acknowledgement of thanks for moving over.
Yeah. Three things everybody should have to do. One, work in customer service or food service. Like, you have a year. You have to work in a restaurant.
Sure.
Right? So you understand and you appreciate.
Sure.
Number two, I think there should be some, like, I think they did this in Iran. Everybody serves in the military for a year or two.
Sure,
or
you have to sign up for the military for 2 years.
Right, like 2 years.
Israel does it.
Israel. Yeah. And I think everybody should learn how to ride a motorcycle on a training ground. I'm not saying go on the street.
Sure.
But just so you know what it feels like, how vulnerable you are. That way we can all get along. Like, because I became a better car driver once I got my motorcycle license. Because I became a better driver because I also know what it's like being on a bike.
Yeah.
Just kind of walk a mile in each other's shoes for a year. A year in a restaurant, a year in the military. Learn how to ride a motorcycle. We wrap up the In Case You Missed It podcast with one of Chunk's favorite segments.
I got to give you the good, feel good, happy, feel good story of the week. You know, because we've basically given you, if you've made it this far on the podcast, first off, mazel tov, thank you. Tell a friend. We give you a bunch of crap. Like, we just talked about somebody in road rage and kicking a car and crashing and a fireball death. So now we talk about happy stuff. And Strawberry, what's today's happy
this
stuff?
This is still motorcycle related. It's a Good Samaritan on a motorcycle. He's going through the streets of Mexico City, and we get this from his helmet GoPro. There's a dog who appears to be on a leash, but running in and out of traffic. So this Good Samaritan chases the dog down. Right there, the dog almost gets hit by a bus, by the way.
Whoa. That's scary, dude.
And then right in front of this car,
where's the dog?
The dog goes past the bus and in front of this white car, this Volkswagen.
How does he get in front of that car?
Like this.
Oh, no. Oh, no, he's under that car.
And then he ran under that car. He's under the blue one. Oh,
where's
he got rolled.
Oh, my God, it's right there.
Luckily, the dog is small enough where when it did go into the blue car,
it just probably rolled a little bit.
It just rolled him.
A little exhaust burn and just kept going, you know?
And he's got a leash on him. He's running through the streets of Mexico City. No one's stopping for him. The dog is going the direction of traffic.
And the dog is going pretty fast.
It's going damn fast.
The dog is on a mission.
He's in the center lane. The motorcyclist gets behind the dog and is kind of slowing the rest of the traffic down. The problem is, he's going to have to get off the bike to grab this dog.
Yeah, how's he getting that dog? That dog's hella fast. Get him.
And what you're hearing is the motorcyclist tell all the other cars, slow down. He's coming up behind the little Chihuahua, who's motoring. This Chihuahua is moving.
Chihuahua is no joke.
Oh, that's a Yorkie. Look, that's a long hair. That's a Yorkie. My fear is this: the dog stops, and now the motorcycle's going to run it over.
Oh, God, that would be awful. No.
But look at it. This thing's moving.
Have you watched this video? Did the dog die?
No, it said Good Samaritan, so I'm assuming it's a good video.
Grab the dog. Dude, grab it.
Dog is now on the sidewalk.
I don't know.
All these people on the side of the road. No one's grabbing this leash, though.
Agarralo.
That dog is...
This dude is dedicated to saving this dog.
Yeah, I would be too, man. And a construction worker on the side gets the leash!
Yeah!
Gets the leash!
All right.
That was intense.
Nice. That was crazy, dude.
You're sweating now.
Dude, I'm super sweaty. I got hyped on that, dude.
I didn't know what was going to happen, to be honest. I should have previewed the video.
That dog died. We're going to have to edit this whole crap out. I would have been pissed. I'd be like, the feel-good story of the week is, wow, that dog died.
He got smashed in Mexico.
Thank God that dog didn't die, because there were some serious times. Like, go and watch the video, strawberryontheradio.com. There were some times when I'm like, that chihuahua is dead. That chihuahua is Yo Quiero Taco Bell.
Well, it said Good Samaritan, so I'm like, all right, this will be a feel-good story.
It could have been Good Samaritan. They could have tricked you. number 15 podcast.
Thank you guys for tuning in and for listening and for spreading the word and for sharing and everything like that. And I get people on Twitter and even on Straw Chat at night. They go, hey, how's the podcast going?
You still? I'm like, yeah, man.
It's going good. It's going good. Keep checking us out.
My mom stopped listening. She's like, you guys suck. You're too long.
Yeah,
she's
like, it's 30 minutes, mom.
My mom, swear to God, my mom's like, y'all should do like a 10, 15 minute podcast. I'm like, Ma, you're listening to this while you're taking a shit, aren't you? Like, that's you're taking a shit. You're in the bathroom and you're listening to the podcast you see posted on Facebook. Like,
right.
Just take a longer shit. Anyways, I'm Chunk at I Love Chunk, Twitter and Instagram. Hot bitches at me on MySpace.
You can follow me everywhere, Twitter, Insta, Snap at Strawberry Radio. And like I said, thanks again for checking out the In Case You Missed It podcast.
The In Case You Missed It podcast.
With titties and swearing and disgusting stuff happening.